You're listening to Illinois Edition. I'm Rachel Atwell, and I'm speaking with Maureen McKinney about an article she wrote for Illinois Issues that's about big predators making their way to Illinois. We're talking bears and cougars. Maureen, tell us first when the repopulation of these animals started to develop and gain attention.
About 2002, some big predators turned up in Illinois. Between 2012 and 13, there were three confirmed cougar sightings, and since 2011, six wolf sightings. And just one bear that turned up in northern Illinois this summer and is believed to have since gone back to Wisconsin.
How is the state trying to manage the situation? These numbers obviously aren't too high at all, but is this something that's gaining the attention of, like, the Department of Natural Resources?
Well, there have been more sightings than there had been in the past, a cluster of them. So in August, the governor signed a bill that actually protects the endangered predators. It goes into effect July 1st. The state is going to come up with rules on how to handle reports and what to do to verify those reports. They encourage people to not harm the animal as long as there's no immediate danger.
Any idea how the cougars and, I guess, the one lone bear, how they're getting here?
Especially the cougars, they're pushed out of their home range up north. Like, I believe one cougar has a territory of 70 square miles, and they get pushed further and further away and end up here. One of my sources said that it's clear that the state isn't introducing the big predators. It's that they're coming here on their own.
What's the wolf situation in Illinois? Do we already have some? Are sightings for that increasing?
In 2002, the first confirmed sighting of a wolf, first time in 150 years. Now there are more than 800, I guess, in Wisconsin, and all five that have been seen in Illinois since 2002 were young males without a pack.
So again, really kind of spare sightings here.
Yes, and the source pointed out to me that there have been 15 total confirmed wolf, bear, and cougar sightings since 2002. But at the same time, there have been like 100 or so sightings of Bigfoot.
So you can't take sightings all that seriously. Is that the message there? Or there's more Bigfoots than there are large predators?
Which That's I guess, about it.
Okay. I guess Bigfoot would probably count as a large predator as well. So are residents here in harm's way because of these animals?
No, I think the idea is if you see a bear, go inside. The bear they saw over the summer was just eating out of a bird feeder, and the idea is don't leave pet food out where big animals can get it, and generally they'll leave you alone. I was also told that with cougars, they're kind of like house cats, in that if they see something moving, they're going to want to play with it and stop it. So probably the biggest threat is from cougars rather than wolves or bears that are probably going to leave you alone if they see you. And the best thing is to, move away.
So we know that these animals, as you mentioned, used to be here. I know Panther Creek in Springfield was named after the cougars that used to live there. Do we know why they aren't here anymore?
They don't have any habitat anymore. These big animals need a large stretch of land. And when you have a big population of people and farms, there's no room left for the big apex predators.